Which is now joining us on the Buyers Barricade Hotline is the commish of the XFL. He is Oliver Luck. Oliver, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Seth. Good morning, Paul. How are you guys doing?
We are doing very well. So congratulations on the official announcement of the league. You've got teams in eight different spots, and this thing is going to kick off in 2020. Here's my first question, and I wondered about this because I heard about the XFL, and then all of a sudden, the AAFL comes out of nowhere, and they're going to start things in a couple of months. Is that something that you guys are concerned about?
Not really. I mean, we're focused on our league, our business plan, and implementing the plan that we have, you know, for giving us a full ramp-up year in 2019 so that when we launch in 2020, we can play really good football. We're quite honestly not focused on anybody else. We believe in our plan. You know, Vince McMahon is an incredible entrepreneur. I'm putting a staff together. We'll be hiring head coaches and signing quarterbacks first quarter of next year. So we think we're in very good shape and really aren't paying attention to what else may be happening in the marketplace.
So there are coaches who will be looking for jobs like now that that are potential candidates for other coaching jobs, college and pro, but that also that you're going to be hiring them this year?
So we're going to be hiring coaches in the first quarter of 2019.
Okay.
So there are, as you guys know, right, it's the silly season now. The college has already started. NFL's, I guess, started with Mike McCarthy's firing. You know, so there'll be, there's always this domino effect, and, you know, jobs will open up, and then they'll be filled. So we think there'll be a really pretty good group of head coaches, head coach candidates for us. Folks who've been head coaches in the NFL, who've, you know, had head coaching positions in college, big and small schools. So we think there'll be, you know, quite honestly, a good quality pool of guys from which we can choose.
What kind of players are you going to go after? Because I imagine it is tricky, though. You guys do have your league that's set to kick off, if I'm not mistaken, in either January or February of 2020. So it's right after the NFL season is done. Are you allowed to go after players that are currently in the league, that are maybe on practice squads or something like that? Or are those players going to have to come to you and express their interest in playing for the league?
So we're working with one of the big scouting outfits called Optimum Scouting, and they specialize not in the first or second round guys, but those, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh round guys, free agents. We're going to put a pool of players together, probably somewhere in the range of about 600. And these are all guys who, you know, great college players, have been on practice squads, have had, you know, some game, live game experience in the NFL. You know, keep in mind, this past September 1, when the cutdown came for all 32 teams, they go from 90, where they start training camp, down to 53, the active, you know, roster for opening day. There were like 900 guys cut. That's a lot of football players. And those are all quality players. Now, there may be some older guys in that group that we would stay away from because, you know, the older you get, the more injury-prone often you are in the league. But we believe there's a big pool. I think that, you know, pro ball as well as college ball is being played at a level where it's never been played before. And as a result, you know, there's just a deeper and a broader pool of talented players. We won't have an Aaron Rodgers or a J.J. Watt obviously playing for us, but we'll have guys obviously with college experience and the vast majority with some or some significant NFL experience.
Are there going to be open tryouts?
We probably will do those. They're just fun to do, aren't they? I mean, it's just awesome to come in and see, you know, 1,000 guys show up. And you never know when you get the, what was that guy's name in Philadelphia they made the movie about?
Vince Papale.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, you never know when you get a Papale that shows up and actually can make the team.
I might be your Papale. I mean, I desperately want to try out for this thing, so
well,
I appreciate this.
Start working out now.
I am. We were at the gym yesterday. Pump on.
What's your steroid testing policy? Because it might take a little bit of
that. We're
going to
need a lot of those.
Let me ask you this. How are you going to pick a name? Is there going to be, will there be open submissions? And if so, I right now want to submit my name so I get credit for it, the Houston Space Force.
We'll take that under consideration. Thank you very much. Now, we've got professional, you know, firms that are working with us in all of our markets. You know, we're looking at sort of what the agency people call the cultural territory, you know, of a city, of a community, and we've got dozens of names we're looking at. Obviously, there's lots of trademark issues with many names, so expect in the first quarter of 19 names, team colors, and logos. Those are all things that are being worked on as we speak.
I find myself way more excited about this than I thought I was going to be, Oliver. And I guess part of it was my hesitation with the fact that it was, with all due respect to your boss, it was a Vince McMahon project. And really, I've been every step along the way, I've realized, wow, okay, this isn't what I expected it to be. Was it, is working for Vince McMahon different than perhaps what you had expected at first?
I didn't know him until he started talking to me about this position. I find him to be a very bright, very entrepreneurial, very creative guy. But I also like the fact that he knows he doesn't really know football, right? That's not his business. Wrestling is his business. He's built a phenomenal company, publicly traded, almost $1 billion a year of revenue. But, football is a space that's a little bit foreign to him, so he's relied heavily on me, which is awesome, right, to be able to build this league. And you're right to be a little bit skeptical, because XFL 2001, for those that can remember that far back, was not a league with a good quality of play. It was a little bit gimmicky, if you remember some of the things that were done. So we're going to stay away from those gimmicks. We're going to offer, we believe, good quality football, up-tempo, fast-paced. Right now the quality of the game, as I had mentioned, I think is at an all-time high, right? The athleticism, the speed with which it's being played, the physicality is I think at an all-time high. So there's not much that we have to change, but there's a couple of twists that we'll introduce, a couple of innovations we think will help the game. Move more quickly, fewer stoppages, a little bit more rhythm and flow. I mean, football is in a pretty good spot. Think about this. Who would have thought that there were two leagues that are being funded, that are launching in the football space, when some people are calling for football to sort of fall off the sporting map because it's too dangerous?
He's Oliver Luck. He's the commissioner of the XFL. We would be remiss if we didn't ask you about your son, who has been having an incredible season and is, of course, playing the Houston Texans on Sunday. What has this past year been like, first off, waiting, I imagine, for Andrew to get back on the field and then seeing him perform back at the level that he was a couple of seasons ago?
Yeah, my wife and I are obviously very happy he's back and he's playing and throwing without pain. That it was a tough year for him because, as he said, he looked into the abyss and saw a future where he wasn't playing football. That's a big thing for folks, anybody in the NFL who, is a top-notch player and loves the game. So we're happy he's back. He's facing, the Colts are facing a very tough Texans team. What is it, a 8-game streak now or 9-game streak? It's remarkable.
9 in a row.
Yeah, so that's, it should be a barn burner on Sunday in Houston.
Oliver, I know you have to go very, very quickly. I just want to know this. How often do people confuse you in your resume with Archie Manning's resume? Like, not that they confuse that you're Peyton Manning's father or something, but, like, do they sometimes think that you played quarterback for the Saints?
Not that often, actually. Archie's a good friend. I just ran into him this past weekend up in New York City, but it doesn't happen all that often.
I guess it's just me. In my mind, I confuse your guys' backgrounds at times, and I give a lot of your most positive attributes to him, and vice versa. It's nothing bad.
Well, I'm happy to accept Archie's positive attributes because he was a much better quarterback than I was.
He's Oliver Luck. He's the commissioner of the XFL. It's launching in 2020. There will be a Houston franchise. They'll be playing at TDECU Stadium. Oliver, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
So there you go. Oliver Luck on the Buyers Barricade Hotline. You can check out that interview and our interview with Lance McCullers up on Sports Radio 610 on the Mad Radio podcast. It is going to be difficult for him in this league. I mean, they will be competing against a league that will have had a year to get its feet underneath it, and a year, and it seems like both of these leagues are going to be competing with one another at the same time, both the XFL and the American Alliance of Football. And I keep getting screwed up by the name of it, the AAFL.
And honestly, like, I have to do deep dive research into the AAF because I am going to be doing ad reads for them. I think I am. I'm not quite certain yet. But honestly, I think the XFL has gotten more pub because it's headed by Vince McMahon and he's probably more savvy at that. I don't know exactly what the difference in level, salary, all that's going to be.
713-572-4610 on the DWIattorney.com text line. If you have got a name potentially for the Houston XFL franchise, send it in. Lamont tweeted in,
I've got
the Houston Bushes.
Yeah,
I could go with that.
Could they do it? They can't do Gamblers, I suppose.
I doubt they could do that. They could do the Gamblers.
But I don't think they'd want to.
Why not, though?
Because they don't want the overt association with gambling.
I don't know, though, because I think that now with the way that gambling is going,
yeah.
I feel like that's the natural progression. Honestly, if I'm a team here, I am going after the branding that people like.
Right.
I'm going after the Oilers to see if it's possible.
Yeah, they're not. It's not.
Why isn't it? That's
because they don't. Because the Titans won't relinquish it.
I got you on that front, and that they're not giving it over to the Texans, but they don't even use the uniforms anymore. They don't even wear the helmets.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know why they cling tightly to it, other than it's still in the it's still in the Adams family, you know. So it's it probably has just emotional sentiment to them. Maybe if they end up selling it, it changes.
Gamblers would work. I remember when I was a kid and. I used to get the a magazine, Sports Illustrated for Kids, yes, even like in middle school. And I remember that they gave you the ability to create your own logo and nickname for the franchise that would be in Houston when the expansion team was launched. It was before they announced them as the Texans. And the three options I remember were it was the Texans, the Apollos, and the Stallions.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was really into the idea of the Stallions because Stallion is a great nickname. But I feel like... It would make sense if every single team in town had some sort of space orientation,
That's why I think Space Force is the way to go. Drew Shirley recommended, like, in keeping with the Texans being the Houston Texans, he said they should be the Houston Houstonians.
The Houston Houstonians?
Which wouldn't be any different than calling them the Houston Texans.
The Houston
Houstonians. It makes just as much sense.